Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all.
To is Beth Edison, Daytime After Dark. Well, we always go on Friday, but now I'm fired up. I am angry. I am mad. I am everything right now. Because, and you know, the thing about people wanting to silence everyone, no, I've had it. You know, with the firing or the let go of Robert Palmer today, and the let going of Bolden the Beautiful Sunday. Okay, so what? You guys are putting very talented people out of the pastor for what? To make you guys feel better, or you don't know how to balance your own budget over there, ABC and CBS? Okay, I'm bringing David on. Hey, David.
That's Harvey.
Did you hear both, were you able to hear both songs?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, I'm bringing Maggie on.
Hey, everybody. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I'm Maggie.
Hi, David.
Okay, so we are doing an hour tonight of Daytime After Dark, because I have to get up early tomorrow and go to Target and stuff. So that's why we only have an hour. I really didn't sleep last night. And I am so glad I just worked on my screenplay and went to bed, because Helen and I saw the news about Robert, I don't think I would have slept at all. And I am mad. And if I hear, you know what? No. No, you didn't. No, you know, this is wrong on every level of what you're doing over there. Okay, I know it takes money to get Steve Burton back. Okay, so what? I know it takes money for you, stupid William Divide, to get him back. Whatever, but letting honestly good, hardworking, very talented, very great singer for the Nurses Ball, and one half of Dylan and Kiki. No, you're not telling me that, you know, this is a business or whatever. You guys need to get off your butt and figure out the fans are not happy with this. And Maggie, did you have any remarks?
I was shocked. I really thought the Kiki Dillon thing was working, and I also was a Scott Clifton person when he was Dillon. But you completely forget about him when you see Robert. It's just it's like he owned the role. It was his role. Like there was no Dillon before he started to me.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean,
Cliff went on to Bold and Beautiful, which is great. And maybe the part of the D saw something coming in the future, and that's why we had to sit back and wait for Robert. But I don't understand this one at all. I really don't.
No, and you know what? I'm pissed. You know, I mean, you know, my plan for Friday night was just relaxing and maybe getting this hot game and just doing that. But then when I got online today, when I got home from Walmart, I saw all of this shit going on. And I'm like, wait a moment, we have to at least have an hour or so. And, okay, people, I am not saying that, you know, fire Superton. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. So don't treat me that. What I am saying is balance your body battle. Use your brain. You know, when it's a fan favorite, think about it. When it's a fan favorite of a half of a couple, for me, hearing that news, it's almost like if you fire Laura O'Malley. That's how I feel about it. Because I love, Haley and Robert were bringing it in the world of Dillon and Kiki for me. I love them, and it just, you know, makes so, you know, it's like what Ned said, you know, I hear best man speech to Dillon before the wedding on their bachelor party. 5 years ago, the Crows Remains was on the in specie list. Okay, so what, now they are still going to be? You know, I mean, you know, there is so many people either to get, you know, to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't, you know, sit there and tell me how to feel about this. Oh, say the decision has already been made and all this. You know what? The fans are not happy. You know, go look at the petitions. You know, everything. And David, did you sign any of the petitions yet?
Yeah, I
signed it. And the letters? Well, you know what? We are going to continue to do that all weekend long. You know, we are not going away because what they are doing over there is wrong. And, you know, as of right now, it's 658 people that have signed the petition, one of them. So I'm sorry. Do this. You know, do what we need to do over this. You know, this is wrong. Everyone knows it. And everyone is afraid to say it. And if people want to get political here, okay, fine. You know why you mend your mask by now? Because, you know, it's not always come down to money. You know, so the fans are the one invested. The fans are the one invested in all this. You know, the fans have been supporting. Yeah, fans have been supporting daytime. You know, for the last 65 years. And what has been going on in daytime for the last 10 years has not always been correct. You know, decisions they have made has never been, you know, it just feels like, you know, all of this could have been avoided. And, you know, and I got your text, David. Oh, he was doing a movie. Yeah, he was doing a movie. And you know what?
Right.
This is where this needs to stop. Okay, if he was doing a movie, and I know Frank Grass, you know, the actors do movies every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this like how I feel about Spencer leaving on the 8th? Yeah, he's been stuck in the middle. Okay, I get that.
That's
busy. But wouldn't it be better if he could do both? Since they are both owned by ABC. And am I saying Spencer every day? No, that's not what I'm saying. Is this when we had Nicholas on for 2 months, it was enjoyable, you know. The Sonny Spencer scene was the one that I will have on my TiVo for life, and Carson stuff, and Keon stuff. You know, when Morgan died, you know, and I was not really a Keon and Morgan fan at all. I just thought there was too much at stake with Ava doing what she had done, with Kiki and Michael being together for a little while, with the whole mental illness Morgan was having. And, you know, and yes, Ava did commit murder there. And, you know, how people want to just forget about that. Oh, feel sorry for Ava right now that, you know, she got really burned in the fire. Oh, wait a moment. Didn't she start the fire on herself? Yes. So for me, there's just something, you know, you cannot forget. There is this thing you, you know, you need to think about when you do, you know, in a soap. Maggie, what do you think about that?
I'm Deb's pyromaniac to begin with. We'll state that. And she did want to throw the lantern at Sonny and Carly, and she got burnt instead. But I can't stand the idea that she got herself burnt. That I feel sorry for her being burnt as bad as she was. And you have here Nicholas, otherwise known as Spencer, goes to see her in the hospital, and he couldn't have been sweeter to her. Because
exactly,
he knows what it was
though,
like.
Even though
it's a character, I get mad at all the time, and I would rather she wasn't with Morgan to begin with, but that what she did in Morgan is inexcusable. But I hate seeing her suffer the way she is now. I think she should suffer in jail or someplace, but that's not what she's going through now.
Well, and, you know, I mean, this is funny.
I have.
You know,
yeah.
Maggie and I usually agree on a lot of stuff, people know that, but for me, the way I feel, she got what she deserved. You know, she took out Carson, only kid together. So when you do that in my book, you're done for.
Maybe.
You know, for me, Carson, baby, Carson, only kid together that we know of. I still think Voss is really Sonny's, and I will say that, you know what, I will say that until I'm blue in the face, and it's okay to disagree with me on that one. But, what?
I won't disagree, because I've said it from day one in the back of the limousine at night.
Well, no, people have called me crazy on that. And so that's why I, you know, just said that. And if people want to call in and say your remarks, the number is 347-850-8721. And don't worry, you guys. We just want to get your opinions out there. We want to get your, you know, what you're thinking on there. And I know this was probably reserved on the 7. Instead of 6 p.m., but since, you know, it's 9 o'clock right now for David and 8 o'clock for Maggie, and it's just been a long week of stuff. And also, we just want to again say our prayers for, you know, what's been going on in Barcelona.
Mm.
And the other place in Spain that got attacked. And that place in the States that, you know, the car wheel with that, Maggie?
Oh. We don't really want to talk about that.
I know. No, I just appealed to the family
Virginia.
On that. Yeah, Virginia. So, you know, so it's been a crazy
week. Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday. So, you know, it's been one of,
escape reality, you know, and my soaps, and then you get upset with the soup because of Robert, if that makes sense. And Rome. I didn't really know Rome was leaving Bold and Beautiful.
No,
I
don't
like
that.
I know
either.
Michael's article, he really had a heartfelt goodbye to us, but I hope it's that. I don't want another person to play on Sunday. He played it great. I don't know. I like to know the real story behind this because I'm not buying it. It just seems too. Why? I mean, he's a sexy, handsome man, and plus his family background. He really is a forester in the story, and with a call with the baby situation, which I predicted, but that's okay. Anyway, I'm really going to miss him. I really love him in the role.
Exactly.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm. You're shocked too.
So.
They should have all the contracts be up like January 1st or something, so they could do them all at once so we can kind of get our head on straight. But this way, it's just like boom and boom and.
You know what? And, I mean, bored by now lately.
He and
I just feel like. You know, I haven't been this angry in a long time over someone leaving. Yeah, and you know, we even with that, you know, they may bring her back. Yeah, they may bring her back because fans got pissed. You know, it's like, how many times did Michael Easton leave, die, and then come back? Come on. And at that point, they always said, the decision has been made. You know, really? No. You guys are just not thinking, you know? You guys are not thinking on DH how much, you know, the Quatermains have, you know, lost in the last 8 years. And, you know, the Quatermains is and was the very existence of, you know, one of the most legendary families on soaps. Yeah, the Hardys, Quatermains, since, you know, the 80s. And when I think about soap, okay, this is a thing, okay. We are going to go right over the world, like all around the room. I mean, you know what I mean. And for you guys, David, who in your book are the legendary families on all the soaps? And if you don't want all of them, just give us the one the families that you like.
Well, always top of this, the the Quatermains. Oh, the top of this is the Quatermains. The second would be the Hortons. Allison Tom Horton. Always, yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And Young Rest would be the new men. So, I think. My top would be always be the Quatermains. I'm a big Quatermains fan. Love Quatermains. So.
What about other soaps, David, about the families?
Other ones, Bumblebee will be the fourthest. Are you talking about all time or just the one currently?
All time. No, anytime.
Okay, my favorite Buchanan's.
Mm-hmm.
Buchanan's. That's a tough one. another one would be the Corey's. And I can't think of nobody else.
You cannot think of another one?
No, that's it.
If you come up with it, throw it up for a little afterwards, you know.
Yeah.
David, did you finish your list of the family? So do you have any?
I could go on, but those are my all time favorites. The Hubbard.
Okay.
The Hubbard.
Maggie, do you have every soap for yourself?
Okay. My GH first. The Hardys, because of Steve, of course. He played baseball, yes. And he played, would be my Corinthos and the Quatermains.
Yeah.
We are down to, well, luckily, Olivia is now a Quatermain. But what we have now, Ned, Olivia, and Monica. Oh, yeah, Michael. And Michael. But that family had so many people, and look how they've been whittled down horribly. And now even with the Hardys, with Jeff maybe coming back, if possible, or his two daughters would be on the show, and Hayden's gone. Let's see, the next one would be Days of Our Lives. Naturally, the Hortons. Gotta be.
Yeah.
Alice and Tom were the greatest. And their whole family. I mean, and my other one, well, that's me, the Miros. I have to have my Stefano and family.
Of course you do.
Not being one-sided or anything. But it's got to be.
I know.
I need the Maris. I can't agree with Stefano. Andre.
Okay, and the next job on the line would be Young and the Restless. Numero uno would be the Newmans, the Abbotts. And but there's another family down in the town. Oh, the Winters. I'm sorry, the Winters.
Yeah, if you didn't say that one, yeah, you and I were gonna have a talk afterwards. Yeah,
I was playing and saying that I wanted to just kind of make it a tease because of you.
You mentioned
well, yeah, because he's
Maddie and I'm Maddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the same way, right? The one. Oh God, yes. And Bold and Beautiful. Naturally, the Foresters. I can live without the Spencers. But my main one really is the Foresters on Bold and Beautiful. And now Spectra, because I loved Sally, Darlene Cooney, years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad her niece is doing this, because it's giving that blood back into the story. And I just love my Foresters. Alias John the Cook is the number one dude on that show.
Every day one.
So that's all you.
There's a lot of Foresters running around.
So for me, let's start with my. My home soap that everyone should know by now is the H. For me, of course, the Quatermains are up there. Of course, mm-hmm. and, you know, the Hardys back in the day, and the Rubbers. But for me, if I have to pick, the number one family, two number one family together, because, I mean, I couldn't, you know, like asking me only if I could, you know, only eat vanilla ice cream for the rest of my life. So, for me, it's Crinthos and Spencer's together, number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, Sunny, for me, you know, Carly, but then Carly's also Spencer. But then you have Lucas, Bobby, you know, and, I mean, of course, the Scorpios are on there. And, of course, the Joneses, too. And so, for me, all of those going up and down. I mean, but Crystal's, Spencer are the reason why I love soaps. And also the Cassadine, but in my head, Spencer is really a Crystal's because, I don't know, because that's the way I feel sometimes.
His mom was.
His mom was. Mm-hmm. So in my, he's half Crystal's. You know, even though, you know, I will ask Maggie when we get off air, but because Mike had a different last name, so it's Crinthos really, is Crinthos really Sunny's last name, or should it be Corbin?
Corbin
is set, right. His father's name.
Okay.
Right. His mother was a Corlentos. What's her name? Oh, come on. Love him. Oh, she died because of that stupid Deke. I guess it's Elena? Corlentos' mother. Right.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
She was a Corlentos, I believe, who married a Corbin Mike. And had
exactly, and you know, for me,
and,
you
and
know,
she married
those, well, yeah, so for me, you know, and you know, where I go to say,
Matthews.
Matthews, so yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then you know, I do like the cast that I'm only because that's Spencer's last name, but. I've never been, like, a Elena fan. Like, I love to hate her. You know, that's just me. And then, so, let's go for Days of Our Life families for me. It's always been, number one, the Houghton, always.
Mm-hmm.
The Brady, always. The Kiriakis, always. Always, 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 always. and then the Blacks, always, always, always. And, Costa Calvos, you cannot forget them.
Okay,
and, what?
You can't forget Abe, the Carvers.
Yeah, I mean, and then, David, please don't ruin my train of thought for one second. Okay, so did I leave any families out? Oh, yes. Kate, you know, the Roberts family, I guess. I mean, you know, for me, yes.
Oh.
Okay, so then I will go to Boredom Beautiful because that's my least favorite. What?
What? Ethanol.
I said the Demaris.
Did she? I didn't hear the
words. Yes,
Bobby interrupted my train of thought.
Okay,
didn't I say the Demaris?
We'll repeat the Demaris again. Stefano. Okay,
sorry. The Demaris. See?
All of them.
Okay, so for Bode, for me, yes. I mean, I like posters. I've always, and the only reason why, you know, I'm saying, Forrest's, the Logan family, You know, I mean, I've always liked Donna. So, yeah. And, okay, so, and I love the new Spectre blood in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But since I'm out of Bill, yeah, I'm not picking his family right now because I'm mad at him.
I didn't either.
And, well, yeah, so then, okay, so then why not, okay, with people are not going to be surprised here. My number one family foe, YNL, is the Winters. And they need to be shown more people. It's not Kristoff. And Kristoff naked would be, and Neo naked, like, every day. That would be fine by me. And then, you know, I do like the Newman family, but I don't like Victor right now. And I also, you know, love the Abbotts. I've always loved the Abbott family. Always. You know, my grandfather loved Zach Abbott. You know, he loved the Zach and Victor thing. You know, I just remember in high school, I wasn't that big of a YNL fan. My grandfather was a big YNL fan, and I didn't know this. And I was going to go take a shower after Price is Right. And because I didn't have any soaps on until days and Z8s. And I come out and YNL was on. And I go, oh, Grandma, did you want me to turn it off for you? Huh? And because at that point I was the human remote control. And he goes, do not turn that station or you're going to be dead. I'm like, oh. So then the secret was out. And at that moment was the moment I saw Victor and Zach with the window and the sail going through the window. And from that moment on, and then when I found, you know, when I saw Zayeti Peck, that was my love. My love for YNL started with Zayeti Peck and Scott Weeks. So with, you know, and, yeah, posters in the, over my wall. And then, you know, Kristoff, it just kind of put the icing on the cake for that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I know everyone had different loves of, you know, families on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone agrees about what family you love on soap. But if you disagree over the Kristoff family, of the Spencer's family with me and Maggie, those are fighting moves. Those are fighting moves.
Yeah.
And I will, I will never, ever, ever put the Drums on any of my list of great family at all. Because, you know, and it's just like, I know people are feeling sorry for Ava. Griffin, you need to back away and run. Griffin, she helped kill your father. Did she stop it? No. She was egging Julian to do it. So I'm sorry. Duke needs to come back and hit his son. Oh, Anna needs to hit him too because this is ridiculous. I mean,
I forget.
Okay, one.
Buchanan's and what do you call it? Ian Buchanan.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Team.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Our Joe Glaber. We got to have him on there because I got Scorpios. So I got to go with, he's got to go with the Scorpios.
Yeah. I mean, and also, I mean, the zone is what we always said. Because for me, the zone is in the Scorpios, you guys are going to laugh, but I really thought those two are kind of related, but I always thought Frisco was really Scorpio. I always thought Frisco was really a Scorpio because basically, yeah, because, I mean, you know, with the marriage. Yeah, but with the marriage of, you know, Mac and Felisa, you know, and Mac is, all, you know, that is, you know, Robin's uncle and all this. And by the Maxi, that's, you know, the stepfather. But in my mind, those two are more, you know, Robin and Maxi has always acted like sisters and cousins, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of laugh because people forget that Lucas is related to Sam, Carly. I don't care about adoption here. In my mind, that is it. But he's also related to Maxi and Lulu. Both of them. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So both, you know, I've always thought that was interesting, you know, and, oh, so David, what were you saying about Days of Our Life today, sweetie?
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder how, what if I think about A being the, the you think it's
no, the heavy.
Oh, he's being framed.
He's totally being framed. No, not
I,
high eight. No way.
I don't buy it. I think he's getting set up.
Mm-hmm.
And was he on today?
No.
No.
Yes.
Okay, so basically on Wednesday they hyped it up. They got us all excited, and then they don't say
it. Wednesday. But it's
Monday. He left us hanging.
When in a... Wait. It wasn't yesterday, David. It was Monday, wasn't it, Mom?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Wednesday, David, not Thursday. Wednesday.
Yeah.
They leave us hanging until Tuesday, no?
Yeah, okay, and that's another thing we need.
I dropped it. But if I think of the heady thing, just, do things, do roles, and doing Spiny and Hey. I think
this is the dumbest.
The two
toys are
Spiny and Hey. Spiny and Hey.
You know what? I like, I like them together. You know?
D. Hall and Judy have been doing a great job. No, they just got really good, though. The money's funnier. He knows he got funnier.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, it's, Ron has done a great job writing the show. He's showing it that it'll be changed. He's doing a great job. Which I know he would. He'll come and change dates, like, you know, what he needs. So, but yeah.
Well, on Monday, you guys, that's why, okay, on Monday, there's a couple announcements. Monday, General Hospital. We won't get, I don't think we are getting it anywhere. Because it won't be on where you guys are, but it will be a damn wee one of, you know,
The preview said, all it said is, and then said next time that they usually do on Friday, they said, next week, and it, well, here, I don't get, which isn't right. We should get General Hospital.
Well, exactly.
No. And I can't blame the north side. It's the whole, can't blame the north side. I can blame the eclipse, I guess, this time.
Well, yeah, I'm
still blaming
the
north side, though.
You know, I'm on the west coast, as everyone knows. And
uh-huh.
I'm in Seattle. Do I really give a damn? About this eclipse? No. No, because number one, it's driving my grandmother crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, she's afraid if she opens her blind for a second, you know, it could damage everything. I just said to her, and my mom said, Mom, no. If you look up at the sky without the glasses, then you messed up. But if you have you, drapes clothes and everything, you're fine.
Hmm.
So, you know, I just feel like, you know, it's a great thing. It's a great thing if you care, if you really care about it, but for me, I want my soaps on. I would rather wash my soaps than looking at the sun.
I'll be in Dallas as well. I keep going, so I won't be it. I'll be in Dallas.
You'll be in Dallas.
Well,
there you go. I saw it in 79. I don't think it could be any different this time.
Well, and, you know, in 79, I was 3.
You were a baby.
Yeah, 3.
So was I.
You were 3,
what?
2? Oh, they was 3, 2.
No, I'm that young. 12.
Okay, well, Bobby... If Bobby were here, Bobby would have been 3-2. Bobby abandoned us to go see a movie tonight, people.
A movie?
We don't know what. Yes, okay, so yes. We are less important, you know, at the movie. So, you know, David, did he tell you he was going to a movie?
No.
No, I thought he was going to a football game or something.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay, so since it is almost the end of summer, almost, but not completely, what primetime shows are you looking forward to watching? This fall, and I will start with David.
Okay, I want to see the Young Sheldon. The big baby creators, Young Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Chicago shows, always.
Mm-hmm.
And all right. That, and we go. So, yeah. And my family, you know, they see shows. So, except Blackish, I don't want Blackish. But yeah. So, Young Sheldon, I'm looking forward to. That's what we're looking for.
That's good choice, Lisa.
Okay, Maggie, what are you looking for now?
It's kind of probably a no brainer with me, right? Fire. Especially Fire. That's my new role and all. And I wonder why. And Scandal. Grey's Anatomy. And naturally, Hawaii 5-0.
I can't get Hawaii 5-0.
Okay, so mine is Chicago Fire, of course, always. Chicago PD Med, always. Blue Bloods, always and forever. NCIS LA, always and forever. And Grey's Anatomy, Law and Order SVU, Modern Family, Blackish, and Wheel and Grace Reboot, I'm looking forward to.
I get it back. I don't have to keep watching my reruns.
Exactly. And also, let me think. I'm making sure I didn't miss any. I think that's it, but, you know, I've always been more like a cop and medical shows. I've always been like that. I love all of them. You know.
Kevin,
I just.
Can wait.
Oh, I haven't. You know, watched
Man's
it.
Secretary,
but,
yes. Oh, I love it.
Oh, I'll get you. I can get it.
You know, I'm looking forward to even though you know, I know some of you don't watch reality, so which is okay.
I do.
But I am looking forward to the season finale of Kendra on Top tonight.
Oh, you're going down here.
Okay. And I'm on Kendra's side. I love her down. I hate Patty. Do you agree with that, my thing, David, about what I just said?
You know how I feel. Not many big Patty fans. Her friends are arguing her on, which I don't like. The friends are arguing her on.
Wait, who don't you like?
I like Patty. Her friend are egging her on to write the book.
Well, yes, exactly. That is wrong. But I do like Eric and his wife, Amy. Come on. I'm so sick of them blaming Eric on what happened. Mm-hmm. Come on. If I was even in the same room with Patty for one day, I would want to leave her. I mean, And I love Jessica. I love Kendra's best friend, Jessica. I invited her on the show because I would love to interview her. But I just love that show. And also what I'm loving right now is Guy Grocery Game because, I love Guy Fieri. I love him. And his suit. New show is Guy Family Road Trip tonight, which I'm looking forward to. I love the Pioneer Woman, Trisha, Home Cooking, Valerie Bertinelli's one. I love my friend Steve East, all these shows. So see people, I watch cooking shows. And because they look so inviting, because I know I'm never going to cook like that. You know, to see, what kind of things people cook. I've always been like that. I'm weird. This is football season. We are in the preseason. So, David, what's your favorite football? What is your favorite football team this year?
Okay. Fortunately, I'm not a football fan. If it was, it'd be the Miami Dolphins coming to a game. But I'm not into baseball.
Like so.
I'm not a football fan. But I'm going to baseball. If it was, it'd be Miami Dolphins coming for Florida. So, Eagles not doing well, so I can't count them in. So.
And yes, we're going over, and yes, I do have the Sox game on TV.
I can't watch it on my phone.
I'm talking on it.
By any chance?
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks game, you guys. The Seahawks and, was TV maybe? To the Buccaneers, so that's where they are saying Mariners are at tonight.
Hmm.
You know how I thought
Mariners?
They were home?
Yeah,
no, I thought they were home.
Oh. Well, Mariners,
no, they are
in,
like, TV.
Tampa Bay?
Yes. Yep, that's where they are. And the Seahawks game, I don't know. I just thought they were home with all the, how they were.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I can't look. I'm on the phone. I don't watch football.
Well, no. Seahawks game is in 15 minutes. Oh, 12 minutes. But, Maggie, who are your football team you are going to love this season?
Well, number one has to be my Bears. And they better be better this year. They better. Okay, that's number one. Number two is the Seahawks. And... Dolphins. The jets got kicked out when I met Steph. So Steph's from Florida. I became a Dolphin fan. So the Jets had to get kicked out. They were number three spot before.
Well, yes, but see, Steph and me, you know, I mean, but, you know, no, that's fine. For me, it's always been Seahawks number one.
Really?
Chicago Bears for a certain person. I like Miami Dolphins.
Excuse me.
As long as Dan Marino is in there, but he retired years ago. But I also like the Cowboys, but I don't like them anymore for obvious reasons. And I used to love the 49ers, but now I call them the 49ers. Because of how they are mean to my guys. So if you mean to any of my guys, then the Hawks, you're done for. And, when I was growing up, it was the 49ers, Seahawks, and the LA Raiders. But now the LA Raiders went back to Oakland, which I'm sorry is the most stupid thing ever to do. You know, just pick a team, pick what you really want and leave it. And stop saying your name every 2 seconds. You know, that's why I hate what Maggie. Why am I getting laughed at?
Sorry, you're not getting laughed at. The Oakland A's, okay? We're the Oakland A's of Los Angeles and Orange County. They had the longest, dumbest name on the block.
Yes.
Do anyone remember when they changed it and they went through all these stupid names?
Yes.
And you're playing the Vikings. The Vikings are in Seattle tonight.
Oh, okay. That's where they are.
But not yet. 9 o'clock, my
turn. You know, but no, I've always,
his names. I don't want to jump from state to state, you know.
You know, yeah. For me, I just never understood that because, you know, Chris saying your name is just like, well, I mean, no one knows when the Sonics moved and became Oklahoma. That was the day that my heart got broken in two. Mm-hmm. It got smashed in two. But, you know, thank goodness I have the Trailblazers and the Chicago Bulls. Because if I didn't have those two teams, I would not really care about basketball anymore. But, you know, I care about that. And really, baseball. Yeah, I mean, I still love baseball, but right now I'm still mad about my Mariners. I mean, you know, I miss how we were in 1995. I can still see the last playoff when, you know, Edgar opened it up, and there was Griffey, and then there come running into second, there was Joey Cora. And then Edgar Montes ran it home for all of us, and we were in the playoffs for the first time. Like, things like that, you never forget. And, like, when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl for the first time, everyone, like, you know, I got mad because people were like, so what? No, not so what. We, you know, we deserve Seahawks deserve everything they have gotten and more. And I get mad when they disrespect my guys on, any sports shows. And I know Stephen A. has always been so supportive of the Seahawks. I love him for it. But if we get stuck with Troy Aikman this year, commentating, I think I'm going to throw up because I can't stand Troy Aikman, the way he is mean to all players is like, you know what? And you're not even good looking, Troy. And you weren't even good looking back in the day. So really, you know what? Go make calls for the Patriots. Okay, if you want to, you know, do something like that, do that, because the way I see it, you know, I just don't like him. I've never liked him. My grandfather didn't like him, but my grandfather loved, you know, the Cowboys. He was in the back in the day, he loved the Cowboys. So I love the Cowboys, but, you know, I love the Cowboys, you know, way back in the 80s because they were good. They were really good. And so before we go, because I have to wake up at 9 in the morning because I'm just wanting to Target and McDonald's, but, you know, my mom needs my grandmother's call. By noon, so I'm just going to do that early, and then when I get home, then I can go back to bed, because what happened at Target was I bought eight of the trail packs, and they only gave me six, so I have the receipt, so that's what I have to do, and then I'm going to order more stuff from the Greek, they make the best marinade chicken for euros. Oh, you know. Well, okay, I don't know how people say euros, but I love euros. Euros are my favorite, one of my favorite foods right now.
Daryl.
What?
Daryl.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Abby. Everyone says it's wrong. Sorry, Mommy.
Making me hungry.
Yeah.
But I
am hungry, too.
No, I mean, like, get a taste for it. Like your Philly cheesesteak. You still got me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, David. David, yes. And this weekend, please call the General Hospital hotline about Rebecca and Palmer. The number will be on my page, on my Twitter page, and on my Gates page. You know, but the number is, if anyone wants to call ABC, I suggest everyone does over the weekend. The number is 1-3-2-3. Fill up their box. 1-323-671-4583. And when you leave a message about both of them, please do not swear, don't cuss, make it classy. This make it the point of how upset you are.
Yeah,
and do it that way and be respectful, even though they are not respecting the fans at the moment. But just make it respectful and nice, even though they are not being nice to us right now.
They go low, we go high.
Yes, because, I mean, you know, I just have a problem with what they are doing. But, you know, like Maggie says, you know, let's fill up their mailbox. Because what they are doing is
wrong.
And I just want to say, before I forgot, congratulations. I don't know if we were on air when Kimberly McCauley had a little boy. I don't remember it because everything else has gone on. But I just want to say, too, on General Hospital, let's welcome the newest Scorpio Drake. Oh, the Drake family, too. I forgot about the Drake family. But, Maggie, what's the new little boy's name because Mac got visibly upset. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Mac
yeah.
was not
yeah.
happy.
Okay.
So, Noah, I think.
Noah Roberts. Because of Noah Drake, remember the father who I love, Ricky Springfield. Anyway, he's the grandfather, right? So the baby was named after his two grandfathers, Noah and Robert. And Mac is really upset that he should have been involved in it too. But Anna says, those are the two grandfathers. He says, no, but I'm the grandfather.
Yes.
I helped raise her.
Well, you know what, but Mac has a point. Mac does have a point because he did raise Robin.
Yes, he did.
I mean, was he overprotective of him? Yes. Yes.
That's his job.
And now he's trying this stuff with Emma. And I love how Anna, said, stop it, to Mac. And, I don't know why Mac wants to keep a secret about what happened with him and Felisa in the park. Okay, what?
I'm going to mention that. I'm
going to
mention it tonight.
I mean, personally, just my opinion, sometimes you have to have a little fun in the park.
A little spice.
Am I saying sex?
No,
I enjoyed that. And I said there was nothing wrong with it because it was, come on. They are not dead yet. They can still fool around. Just like my parents are still in love after 46 years. And my my niece and nephews always tell my parents to get a room. And with I agree half of the time, but I would rather see my parents in love.
Mm-hmm.
Rather see them in love than get a divorce. I mean, should they be that kissy-feely with each other? I don't know. But, like I tell the kids, it's okay, it's part of life. They are not dead yet, so they can do that. And that's why when that happened with Mac and Felisa, I wanted to slap Valerie. Because I'm like, come on, really? That's how I felt about it.
Auntie's fault.
And before,
Auntie was upset.
Yes,
she wanted to press
I know. But before we go, I got a question. So... Oh my God, Wally, there's a picture with Wally and Abe, and both of them are smiling, and oh my God, okay, my two guys that I love interview are finally in the same scene. You guys, Wally and James Brennan has always been supportive of the show. Wally thinks I'm funny. James, thinks I'm adorable. And I sent James this email the other day just to say what a great job he did. I even dated the obsessor because you guys remember the actors have done this 6 months ago. Okay? Sometimes I don't remember what I did last week. So how they put the remember what they did 6 months ago? And also, really quick, so, David, what is your favorite stir right now? David, do you like shopping at all?
Target.
Oh, no.
Target?
Target.
Oh, David.
He's a Target guy like you.
I'm addicted to Target. People should not leave me in Target for more than, an hour. And my grandma gets mad when she's on the call and I'm in there for like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tell her to come in with me, but she wants to take a nap. So, but my favorite stores right now are Target and Amazon. Oh, Walmart. But Amazon, you can order the stuff and it comes in the mail. And you have something open beside bills. I love that. Have you done Amazon, David?
No.
No?
Oh, my gosh. David, you need to do it. You need to do it. I love it. Everyone knows I love it. You know, I have to really balance. You know, I have to not do it every day. But I love it because I think shopping's fun. I've always, you know, do it. And one thing I don't think Sunny will ever really, you know, leave the mob. Totally, I don't. And please don't listen. No, just my opinion. But please, you guys, don't go to celebrity duty soap. I hate me. Maybe what?
We had the bags floated. The White Sox.
Okay.
Okay.
And what happened?
They didn't get the salami. I wanted a salami. Sorry. I got distracted with my game.
That's okay. But no, we are going to end because I'm hungry. And
okay.
David, can you do me a favor? But I bet you already know what I'm going to ask. Text me after you wash it to warn me. I mean, I can go on top.
Yeah. It'll be in about 8 minutes, I think.
Okay, go wash
okay.
it and let me know. Well, let me know what happened. Text me.
Well, it's actually over now, I think.
Okay, but text me, okay. So,
okay.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Good night, Mike. Good night, Carly. Good night.
Good night, Davis. Take care.
Let you. Mm-hmm.